Welcome to AW Computing. Based in the U.S., AW Computing is a medium-sized enterprise supplying computing equipment to businesses and consumers. Recently, the main divisions in the company have started using Salesforce for a more integrated solution. The company has onboarded a new Salesforce administrator, Rob Davidson, to provide efficient collaboration between sales reps and partners and simplify lead and opportunity sharing. In addition, AW Computing needed a better way to manage customer support issues, a place where customers can get answers, engage, post ideas, and log cases. To meet AW Computing's objectives, Rob needs to get an overview of Salesforce communities and understand the community implementation process. In addition, Rob will enable communities, consider their look and feel, manage partner user accounts, and work on Community Builder to customize the communities for partner sales and customer self-service support. Let's tag along with Rob to understand what Salesforce communities really are. A Salesforce community is an online platform that enables rich collaboration between employees, customers, and partners. Organizations can create fully branded public or private communities that connect members directly with each other and with relevant content, data, and business processes from the Salesforce org. For example, a customer in a customer support community can use Chatter to ask for help or advice, and internal support agents can offer knowledge articles and documentation. Other community members can also get involved, and issues can often be resolved without expensive support calls and case handling. Alternatively, one can create communities to connect internal sales users with channel partners to share leads and collaborate on opportunities. Or, customers, employees, and partners can all get together to collaborate as exhibitors. Communities help users to manage the privacy settings so they can share files with their trusted partners and customers. Communities can also be used to manage campaigns and promote further participation of members by highlighting and rewarding the most active members using level badges, endorsements, and leaderboards. Communities live inside a Salesforce organization and allow external members access to subsets of data. Access is controlled through profiles and the Salesforce security model. In any organization, users have access to various apps through which they can access the records they need. Each user has a profile which determines what apps, tabs, and objects they can access. Communities are also part of the Salesforce application, and therefore members can be given access to identical data. When a community is created, you can select which tabs a user will see, and hence, restrict the access. Access by external members is controlled through community profiles, permission sets, and roles that integrate with your security model. Each member must have a contact record from which a user record is created. Administrators can assign users a special community profile, which determines what tabs and features the user can access. In addition, administrators can assign a partner user to a special community role to control access. It's highly recommended to review the security settings before setting up communities to ensure data security. Now that Rob understands how communities work, it's imperative for him to understand their implementation process. The implementation of a community doesn't begin and end with its creation. Each community that is implemented should go through a number of stages to ensure that requirements are successfully met. Let's learn about these stages in detail. In the pre-launch stage, goals of a community are defined and a community manager is appointed to help achieve those goals. If required, additional features such as Service Cloud can be enabled. At this stage, take into consideration who will be the members of the community and what data will it need to access. The community manager gathers branding assets and then decides how to customize and access the community. Build is a stage where a community is created in line with the goals defined in the pre-launch stage. At this stage, the sharing model is also defined to outline the level of access or visibility that users will have in the community. For example, if chatter answers and ideas are included, multiple zones will need to be created to control which categories of chatter answers and ideas are visible in the community. At this stage, further advanced customizations, such as Visual Force pages and Apex controllers, can also be made using Forest.com sites or sites.com. Furthermore, it is imperative that the community is piloted by internal users at this juncture. In the launch stage, members identified in the pre-launch stage are added to the community. Moreover, content, groups, and topics are also added in the community. Once done, a community is published. Subsequently, a social media marketing campaign is started, and some personalized invitations are sent to trusted customers and partners. In the grow and engage stage, community managers can measure the success of the community through community management dashboards against the goals defined during the pre-launch stage. At this stage, you can facilitate moderation and manage reputation and knowledgeable people to drive engagement and participation within the community. The maturity stage is the ultimate goal for any community. At this juncture, the community is thriving and relatively self-sufficient. In the last two stages, you have the flexibility to make changes to your community as your business requirements change. Now that Rob has learned the entire implementation process, he suggests that a community manager must be appointed to perform certain vital tasks once he is done creating partner and customer communities. AW Computing has appointed Simona Voss as the community manager. She has prior experience managing the Salesforce Community Cloud, setting strategies, and can measure results efficiently. She is quite comfortable working cross-functionally to support a community. Simona must ensure that a community meets business and member needs, and she is the voice of the community and the organization to the outside world. In this role, she is responsible for connecting people and fostering conditions for relationships to start and grow. Her role is to build engagement, promote productivity, diffuse disparaging behavior, act as a moderator, and assign moderators within the community. In short, her ultimate objective is to have community members working together towards a shared vision. Let's take a look at what Rob has accomplished in this module. In this module, Rob learned the functioning of Salesforce communities and how to collaborate between employees, customers, and partners. He recognized how communities can give access to rich subsets of data. In addition, Rob learned the community implementation process and recognized the importance of appointing a community manager.